Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Radio. It is good to have you with us tonight here in the beautiful city of St. Ignace, Michigan. That's where we are. And it seems that Facebook wanted to mess around with the audio, so I just said, well, let's just go live on Blog Talk Radio. We know that's live, and we know that one works, and we know that everybody can hear, and everybody can be a part of the program while that's going. Now, let's see if it's here. Seems like, isn't that something? Well, those of you that were with us the other day, not sure what that's all about, but anyways, God bless you. Glad to have you with us. And, you know, this is a little different. So if you're listening right now, by your phone, by that link I sent you, that link should make it possible for you to be able to be a part of Facebook and be able to or be a part of Blog Talk Radio. And on that Blog Talk Radio panel, you should be able to make some comments in a Facebook panel of some kind. I don't know what it is. I just know that it is. And so here we are. It's 8:35 Eastern, 7:35 Central, and we are live, and we're just going to continue the program like we would normally do. If you would like to call in and listen, just listen on your phone, You can dial 563-999-3487. Most of us on Blog Talk Radio and the Community of Faith are used to making comments. So if you open that link, I believe that that link lets you make a comment, right? Isn't that what we found out the other day?
Yeah. I'm trying to get over.
I'm watching my wife. She's making very specific moves.
Yes, if you scroll to the very bottom.
If you scroll to the very bottom of that screen on that link that I sent, then you can hook up, and there should be a place in there where you can make comments. If you want to just dial in, then I've got the panel up, and I have the ability to turn you on live, or, you know, be able to help you be in the conversation right where we are. You don't even have to talk. If you just dial in, you can listen right on your phone. You just can't make a comment. Let's see. Cicely Ann is getting ready to click the send button. Can see that if it's working like it's supposed to be working.
Yep.
So they're using their Facebook page.
But working out of Blog Talk.
Get out of your way there. That way it doesn't slow you down. And then if you scroll down to the bottom of that page, of that screen, when you sign in and the little thing comes live and you begin to hear me and the melodious sound of Sister Leanne's voice in the background saying,
no.
Do it this way. What's this, love?
Sister Leanne's voice in the background saying,
no attachment available. I was on the phone.
No attachment available. Look in the family thread on Messenger to you in your email, the link.
Oh, okay.
If you could harvest that and then send it by Messenger to the people that we normally would send it to. Does that make sense, what I just said? It made really good sense to me, but just because it makes sense to me doesn't mean it's going to make all the sense that it needs. All right. So thank you, Francetta. I didn't get to see you when you was on, but glory be to God. It's going to be another one of those nights when we just are going to go after the Word of God. This is a Christmas story night. This is a Christmas story night. And we're going to read more of the Christmas story. Yeah, there's the link. All right. And there is the statement that says I'm live now. And there's a statement that says you can dial in by that number. And Sister Leanne has already tried. And if you connect on that link, let me say it differently. Most people who...
It does say where you sent an attachment unavailable. Isn't that something?
Look at that again.
And it said it on Al's and on Julie's.
Keep going. You know, I need to see what you just had up. Please.
Oh, you know what that is? That's where
the phone
I
number.
Sent the shares. That's where. This is.
This is Facebook.
That's from the other day. This is where we sent the shares from the first program
right.
That Facebook canceled.
So we need to go to the family thread, this one, and if they're in the family thread, the attachment is available.
Right. Right. And he's just saying that that's what Francetta was saying, where it said attachment not available. That meant for the program that already canceled, Francetta. So
Sister Phyllis made it here. Are you there, Sister Phyllis? Good evening, good evening, good evening. Well, I think it's Phyllis. It's the 225 area code. I'm not sure if that's Phyllis
it's
or not.
It's me, but I think Phyllis. I'm muted. Am I muted?
Oh, no. Not now. You was a minute ago, but you're not now.
All right. The important thing is for me to hear what you have to say.
Well, I think the important thing is that I get to hear your voice and hear what you're saying.
Oh, well, honey, let me tell you, I just cried so much this afternoon listening to the morning prayer for to stop abortion in America. I'm going to listen to that over and over again and just thank God that you were praying all afternoon. I love it. I love it. You just keep on praying.
Amen. Well, you know, isn't it something that wasn't like a big plan I had? That was just an assignment of God. And when we do those things just like that, it makes such a much a difference in the realm of the spirit. And man, do we make a big impact by obeying God. It's not because of me or you. It's because we obeyed the plan of God. And thank you for saying that, Phyllis. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate
it.
It just makes me feel
good to know that there's somebody special in this world that understands how I feel about God. Please stop the devil from doing all this.
Amen.
But I have so much to say about all that. You know, you talk about 60 million babies that have been murdered. That's not counting the 4 million women who have gone home and bled to death because the doctors just told them to take some aspirin and you'll be okay. And aspirin makes you a free bleeder, and so they bled to death, and nobody even mentions that. But, no, it also doesn't mention the women who wanted an abortion. The thing is, the principality of abortion clinic called a Planned Parenthood, they have to keep a record of the people that they kill their babies because the taxpayers paid for it. Okay, but there's other millions and millions that they just went to the doctor and said they wanted a D&C because they missed their period and they didn't want to have a baby. And so the doctors didn't even record it as an abortion. They just went ahead and gave them a D&C. What you were talking about is strictly the ones that are on the record. And that's women. I could tell you of 100 different people that I know that they had to fight the government for the privilege of keeping their baby because the Planned Parenthood said, we have a sonogram that says the baby is going to be crippled and yada, yada, yada. And so the government is going to give you this abortion whether you want it or not. And so that's what happened. It wasn't a woman wanting an abortion. This 60 million babies, those are not women who wanted an abortion. Those are women who were told they had to have an abortion. So I mean, even I know a lot of men think that women wanted these to kill their babies, and it's not true. It's not true. But anyway, I could take a 50 sermons. The 50 different people I know who spent $10,000 or more to fight to have their baby. And then the baby was born perfectly healthy and wonderful, and it was worth the $10,000 to keep their baby. But meanwhile, it was totally unreasonable. And then, of course, there's 60 million that weren't able to fight successfully to keep their baby. But anyway, okay, that's enough of me talking about that. I just wanted to tell you thank you for everything that you said and prayed for today. Okay, now you go ahead and get on with your sermon for tonight.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you saying that because That is information that people do not usually talk about.
Yes.
They're not willing to make that statement. And abortion's not been one of the things that I've been in the center of. And probably because many of the people I knew that were going to stand against abortion were going to be out in the street shaking a sign and screaming and hollering and hating somebody. And I disagree with that. However, what you have said tonight is so powerful because that's not, like you said, that's not the number of women who just said, I missed a period, went down and had a D&C done, and the Lord in heaven is the only one that knows how many did that. There's no way of knowing.
Oh, my goodness.
And what a shame. And, you know, we'll talk about how wicked Hitler was or all the other wicked leaders that have done so wickedly in communism around the world and killed their own people. But, you know, nobody even raised a stink over 65 million. I mean, I guess we did, but, wow, God help us to get ourselves in the proper order. So thank you, Sister Phyllis, for saying what you're saying and for being a part of that and so willing to speak in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I'm going to put my headset back in. And, here's the interesting part about what we got going tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Are you following up with people over there?
I'm working on it.
All right. Is anybody communicating with you?
Francetta, that's what she's saying. She put us on Facebook, and that was what I showed you is what showed up. So I'm not sure that everybody's...
It's what showed up in your email? All right, hang on. Everybody on Blog Talk Radio?
She's going to call into Blog Talk right now rather than using that link.
Okay, look. This link right here?
Yes.
That was in the email?
Yes.
That takes you to Blog Talk Radio. So if that's the link you copied and pasted into, which I know that's the link I copied and pasted in, that one should take them there.
Well, it came out like this.
Really?
The link. It opened to there. Copy link.
What's it say? Let me see it. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Post that in the family thread again, and then we'll go from there. All right, well, here we are, and tonight we're going to talk about the basics of faith again. And say again?
You've got it right here already in there.
Right. We're going to talk about the basics of faith again tonight, and we are going to be receiving communion, and we're going to be talking about the Christmas story. All of that is coming right here, right now on Blog Talk Radio. Now, if I just had my next audio that I could click into, bomb, 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 bomb. Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio. Glad to have you with us tonight. Stay tuned, and we're going to have a fantastic session together as the community of faith. If you'd like to be heard and have a question, you can the one button. It'll raise a hand on our end. And at the station break, we can stop and find out what your question or your comment is and keep ourselves moving. Thank you for joining us tonight with the Community of Faith Blog Talk Radio channel. Sounded pretty good, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you guys that throughout this last week is 10 days that Sister Leanne and I have been on the road. Thank you that you've been there and been faithful to be alongside of us and help us. Just stick with us and believe God with us. We went through a lot of really, really poor cell phone signal and all the rest of that. Thank God for Pastor Keith Missoni and the West Branch Church of God, because that was a powerful place that we were able to go and be a part of last night before last, today at that noon program, and be able to sit there and have great internet and be able to produce a program like we did. That program today of praying for the abortion processes to stop in America, that's one of the most absolutely important things we got to do. I want to say this right now for anybody who is going to be listening to us tonight or in the future. If you are a lady who has had an abortion, I want to pray for you, condemn you in any sense of the word. We would never look down on you. And as far as I'm concerned, you would never have to tell a single soul that you ever had an abortion. But don't let the enemy cause you to hide and not receive the help that you need.
Amen.
If you need a listening ear and you feel like you got to say it to somebody, you can always call Sister Leanne and I, message us, and we'll be glad to help you through that process. Let's pray as a community of faith right now, and then we'll go to a caller here. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus, we are pretty serious about this process that we're in tonight. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that there is complete and total healing and deliverance and blessing and strength and redemption for anyone who's been a part of an abortion process. Maybe it's a man that's listening that forced the lady to have an abortion. Maybe it's a man and a woman and neither of you wanted to, but the government, like Sister Phyllis said you had to do this, and you had one and didn't even know why, and you never could figure all that out. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now, everybody pray this with me. The blood of Jesus. We take the righteousness of Jesus and we place it in your life right here, right now, today. And we declare tonight, well, it's night where I am, at this very moment, the trauma of that abortion in your life is broken. Trauma, your power is broken.
Amen.
Do not come back to their life another day. I declare right now in Jesus' name that there is life abundantly in the place of that traumatic event, and that our dear brothers and sisters in Christ are now free from the trauma of that. And their lives are free to grow and develop. And by the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, every part of it is now removed from their life. And they are delivered and transformed and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, every one of us to know, help us to be so quick to love and have mercy and compassion for anyone that's been a part of this process. Help us, Lord, to remind them that child is in heaven. It's with Jesus. It's growing. It's developing. When they get to heaven, they'll be able to hold it in their arms, look it in its face. That child will have a name. They'll have a name. And Jesus will have been the shepherd and the caretaker and caregiver of that dear little child. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you for the peace of God, which passes all understanding, that will now rule their heart and their mind in this situation. If this is you that I'm praying for tonight, I want you to make this declaration. This is under the blood of Jesus. You say, I will never again be condemned by this.
I will never again be condemned by this.
Sister Leanne is praying this with me as I'm saying to you to pray. Say this with me. Say, my life is free forever.
My life is free forever.
Because of Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Because of Jesus' blood and righteousness.
It is settled, done, and over.
It is settled, done, and over.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name we pray. Good evening, caller. Are you with us?
Is that me?
That's you. When what you'll hear when we go live is you'll hear it. When I come to you, it'll say unmuted. And that lets you know that you are unmuted. How you doing tonight, Francetta?
Sam, I have you on my TV. You're in a black shirt. You're telling jokes. And then I have you on here. But I went on the TV and I couldn't get on there. You didn't recognize I was on there. So are you only on here?
I'm only on Blog Talk Radio tonight. I started a Facebook post and we were on for about 20 minutes and they shut my audio off. So
but you're
not
going to
fight with them.
Are you?
No, I'm in St. Ignace. Oh,
okay.
I'm on
but
the
you
road.
Don't have a black shirt on, do you?
No.
Okay, because I was thinking maybe you brought your stuff, your nice stuff, you hang up and hung it up in the corner somewhere and having your meeting or something, because that's what
no,
it looks like.
No, you're just watching one of the other programs, and there's enough of you that said it tonight that are at other times. I'm going to have to start making sure I put a date in there so that you can be able to see when that program was live. Because there's a lot of people that are like, whoa, I don't even know whether you're live or not. And they're making comments like they're live. And we can see them pop up in the corner of our screen on little pop-ups. That's not where we are. So it's all right.
Oh, okay.
I am live,
okay.
And you are talking to me live. This is not a dream.
Okay. So if I push the mute. Hi.
Why?
And yeah, and you were saying Rebecca was there, and
hold
that was
on.
The only one that was down there.
So it's okay.
Goodness sakes!
But I'll push the mute button, and then I'll just listen. Then.
Hold on. All right.
It's okay.
I declare this is going to go the right way, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So I'm sure you said something nice to Leanne, and then we were on mute. So thank you, Francetta.
Oh,
you can click the one button again.
Okay. Well, I did have a question. I want to know, we're in the Bible, it talks about the Jews. What are the Jews? Do the Jews have a religion, or are they looking for Jesus, or what's going on?
The Jews' religion is called Judaism, and there's
okay.
many people that are still looking for the Messiah. They don't believe that he has come in the form of Jesus. So the Jews who have received Jesus are called Messianic Jews. And there are millions of those around the world who have actually reached out and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And
haven't, are they going to know that when Jesus comes, it's him?
Well, no, there'll be a bunch of them that are going to go through the tribulation. But never again in the history of the earth are the Jews going to ever be destroyed by anyone else. Russia's going to come down out of the north for some destroying them. But that's the day the rapture happens. Russia's destroyed, and the Jews are then protected the Antichrist continually tries to wipe them out, but never again.
Yeah, because they're always been protected from God. Yeah, they're chosen.
They've always
people.
Been protected. And the ones that are perverse and wicked, just like all through history, they'll find their place in hell right alongside of their father, the devil, just like Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, you are of your father, the devil, and he rebuked him every time he was with him. So there will be some that's like that. They are his chosen people, but they must follow God. They must not follow religion and become religiosity people like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin, that was their Supreme Court, and then the scribes who wrote the scripture, you know, line upon line, precept upon precept. So, yeah, there are people who do believe, Jews that do believe in Jesus, and then there are some that are still looking. They're actually daily looking for the Messiah to come, and Jesus will reveal himself to them. That's a great end time study, but hope.
So they only have the Old Testament, right? They only have the Old Testament. They don't have the New Testament.
Well, yeah, but we have the New Testament, and many of them consider Jesus just as another one of the prophets.
Oh, like the Muslims do. Okay.
Well, no, they actually considered him to be a prophet like Isaiah and Jeremiah, and he's just dead. They don't believe he was the Messiah.
Okay.
But, you know, you got people in every stage of that all throughout Christendom and all throughout the world. So, you know, bunch them all into one group. There's as many different strains and veins of that as there is any other. It's like being a Baptist. There's only like 10,000 of those different kind of Baptists.
Oh, the churches, you mean? So there's different kinds of Jewish churches? They're not just temples
Yep.
Okay.
Well, most of them adhere to Judaism. That's the religion of the Jews that's in the Torah, Matthew, Mark, or I mean, Genesis,
but they must,
Exodus,
they don't
Leviticus.
They feel superior to everybody else because they're God's chosen people.
Well, I would.
You never see them. I never hear anything about them. I just watched Fiddler on the Roof, and I saw that the Jews that back then that they had the Old Testament.
Yeah. And they have a lot of the prophets and all of that. But, you know, like I said, that's a big, deep study. And I hope my answer gave you a specific part you can get tonight, because I really want to get to this lesson that we got.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. All right. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
All right. Push the one button again so that your hand goes away.
Okay.
If any of you are on the link that Sister Leanne sent in, we would ask you that you would scroll down to the bottom of that to where you can see it says comment, and make a comment. Let us know that you are there. That'll be a blessing to us. Here we go. Let's pray, and we'll get started with tonight's message. And our study tonight is the basics of faith. Monday night, it was be it done unto me according to your word. Tuesday night, we had we believe and therefore we speak. And we talked about that. And then last night, we really studied how healing is provided in the new covenant. And the statement, it was a great question our sister Kathy Angaroni asked. And that was, how can you say that you could get to a point where you'll never be sick again? Because the blood of Jesus is now flowing in your veins. And you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And old things have passed away. All things have become new. And once you get the revelation, here's the challenge that every one of us face every single day. It's not about intellectualism. It's about impartation of revelation. Once you get the revelation of what Jesus has done, and the fact that he and the Father and the Holy Spirit are living on the inside of you, never again are you going to have to live bound. Are you going to have to live confused? Are you going to have to live, and it doesn't matter what part of weakness, sin, or death the enemy has ever thrown at you, you never have to be bound by that another day, and you never will be, because once you get the basis and the process of revelation in your life, you'll always go for revelation. Anybody else want to shout it with me? I always go for revelation. Well, it's about time. I'm going to say it one more time. If you have clicked on the link and you have followed that link and you can hear me talking, if you'll scroll down, let's see, go down to the bottom of your scroll by scrolling the page up. However, if you scroll up and go to the bottom, then you'll see a comment thread down there. You'll see Sister Leanne has made some comments. As a matter of fact, oh, you've got three. That's good. I was going to recommend that you put about three in there so they can say, wait, there's the comments. And then you can stop and you'll see the comment box and you'll be able to go in there. Most people will be able to go in there and make comments. Now, the other day, Brother Roger and I, we weren't able. But it doesn't mean someone's not able in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's open our Bibles, and we're going to go to Luke chapter 1, and we're going to go verses 1 through 25. Luke 1, 1 through 25. This is the story of John the Baptist. Father being told he's going to have a child. All right? Now remember, he's old. Him and Elizabeth were old. They still had a child. So, just because you're old don't mean you can't, you won't have a child, so be careful what you say. You ready? Bible's up, and let's make our confession. We changed it. It's all right? You ready? This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
I love it. The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Is making this word come alive.
Making this word come alive.
In my life tonight.
Tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil.
Producing 100-fold return and more.
Producing 100-fold return and more.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
In my soul.
In my soul.
In my body.
In my body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In mighty name.
Amen and amen. Father, Ed, we declare it. This word will come out tonight unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. It will come forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. And everyone who hears this word, their lives will be changed forever. Declare this now together in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Tonight's title is The Basics of Faith. Receive the assignment and go do. You ready? Luke chapter 1, verse number 1. This is Luke. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. Now, this is literally declaring to us that even though Luke was not a disciple of Jesus, Luke was at the beginning with Jesus. He said it right there. Understanding of all these things from the very first. So Luke was with Jesus. Luke wrote the book of Acts, and obviously he was with the Apostle Paul for much of Acts because he wrote it firsthand, first person. Come on now. Hold on. Get the mouse out of there. There you go. Now, verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God. That's a powerful statement, isn't it? And they were both righteous before God. Commandments and the ordinances of the Lord, blameless. That was said of very few people throughout the Word of God. There were some, but very few. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. And so it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. For those of you wondering about incense, this was Zacharias's job this day, was to burn incense before the presence of the Lord. They would go in and light the incense. The smoke would be there. It would light up. And you know, there it would be. Now watch. Verse 10. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside hour of incense. So there was a multitude of people out in the outer court. They were praying what they would call the hour of incense. Let's see. I got to get the cord up and the Bible down and the computer over. There we go.
Where's the little flashlight I could shine for you?
That's right. Thank you. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. That'll change your day right there. And when standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear entered his heart. There we go. Fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb." Remember what we read the other night? When Mary walked in the house where Elizabeth was?
Yeah.
John the Baptist leaped in his mother's womb, in Elizabeth's womb, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Now, turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. How awesome is that? And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. You know, about this time, I'd have been saying, Angel, you got to slow down just a little bit here, bud, because you're saying a whole lot of words, and somehow I got to be sure I'm getting them all in. All right? But when an angel shows up, I don't reckon you probably forget too many of those words, if you know what I mean. Now, watch this. So if you look at it from verse 11 down through verse 17, Zechariah had, you know, 8 or 7 verses to sit there and go, wow, check this out. He just didn't realize it was, he had a 6-verse time period. But we do. Now watch. Let's keep reading. Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. And the angel said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. That's 9 months of muteness. That's a long time to not be able to speak. Oh, Jesus. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. Of course, everybody was used to their worship service, just like you are here with us. We come on, we talk about the food we ate, and how's your day going, how's everybody doing, what's the weather like, and a good dad joke. Right? So, even in those days, they were used to how the service went, and they marveled that he was that long in the temple. Now, let's keep reading. Lost my place. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was, as soon as the days of his service were completed, that he departed to his own house. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and also hid herself 5 months, saying, thus the Lord has dealt with me and the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among the people. In that day, a woman who did not give birth for her husband, it was seen as a reproach. It was seen as a pretty bad situation. But a reproach among the people. And then we see that the angel Gabriel shows up to Mary. And then we see Mary visits with Elizabeth. And we see all of that happening right here in one chapter. I like this chapter. One of my favorite chapters on this page. Look at this. Let me say it again. If you're listening and you went to the link that we put in the family thread, scroll down to the bottom of that page by swiping up. You scroll up and go down to the bottom of the page. You'll see Sister Leanne's comments, and you'll see her purple rose that she has. Right above that, there's a little block there where you can add comments, and we would sure love to see all of you there with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Now let's go over here to verse 57. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was, I'm going to read down to, let's see. We're going to read now from verse 57, and we're going to read down through verse 80. I want to get the whole story in, and then we'll talk about our lesson for tonight. I heard a ding somewhere, but I got to stay there. I better not stay there. Because if people are trying to contact me to say what's happening, I probably ought to let you see. So it looks like this is the only one. Just hit, you can send it from yours. Here we go. Just helping other people connect. Ready? So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relative who is called by this name." So they made signs to his father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John." So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, praising God. Can you imagine how much he felt like praising God?
Oh, my goodness.
After 9 months of not being able to speak, you're going to be ready to do some talking. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, "His name is John." And immediately his mouth was loosed. All right. 65. Then fear came upon all those who dwelt around them. And all these sayings were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, "What kind of child will this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now don't stop. We're now going to hear Zacharias give praise and honor and glory to God. I love this. I love how when the Spirit of God comes upon a person, they begin to prophesy. Can I get an amen prophecy from anybody?
Amen.
All right, here we go. Now his father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation in the house of his servant David. And he spoke by the mouth of his holy angels." There went the light. "As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began." The light here. "That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all those who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to the father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear." You ready? Here it is. "In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives." 76. This is Luke 1:76. "And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, For you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. There's our verse, by the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Now that's Zechariah prophesying on the eighth day of Jesus' life when he was circumcised and given his name. So the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Now let's go back to the beginning. Luke chapter 1, and we're going to go back to verse number 10, Luke 1:10. Now, here's an interesting factor about this. When you think about the fact that Zechariah was very, very well versed in the presence of God, he knew the presence of God because he had lived his whole life in the temple. He was of the tribe of those, I forget what it says, the division of Abijah is where he was. So being in the temple was his daily duty. And he knew exactly how to be there. He knew the presence of God. And you can see that through the words that the angel spoke when he's standing there talking to Zechariah. Now watch it. So we got Zechariah. He's burning incense. This is verse 11. The angel of the Lord, that's Gabriel. Hey, Dan Cottle's with us. I can't read it.
He says, I'm stopped now. Hello, everyone on COS.
Bless you, Dan. And Dan, we're stopped too. We'd just as soon be rolling, but also on two. And there ain't no signal beyond this point. How somebody in some local government hasn't got their head together to say, let's get some cell phone towers put along too, so that everybody has the ability to communicate like they need to. But what do you know? I'm just me, and maybe I'm the one that thinks like the billionaire and not them. Let's get everybody what they need. What does that have to do with today's lesson? Absolutely nothing. We're back with the angel Gabriel saying, this is what's getting ready to happen, Brother Zechariah, and it's important that you see it. It's important that you're a part of it. It looks like Brother Roger is with us tonight. Brother Roger, if that's you, click the one button. Good to have you with us tonight, Roger. I'm in Luke 1:11. No, actually 12. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Have you ever made one of those deals with God where you said, God, thanks, Roger. Love you, man. That gives me the ability to type your name in here, and now I know who you are. Watch this. Have you ever made one of those deals with God that says, I am not getting what you're trying to tell me right now? Can you please send an angel? I mean, it's totally in line with the word of God, because Peter, apostles, in the book of Acts, when the church first began to grow, I don't know that they were asking for an angel, but they were beginning to segregate. They were beginning to be prejudiced against the Jews or against the Gentiles. And that's where in chapter 10, God sent Peter an angel that said, here's a sheet. Peter's like, I'm not doing that. Send the sheet again. Eat this stuff. Peter's like, I ain't doing that. And I sent the sheet again, and Peter said, I ain't doing it. And God said, what I've called clean, don't you call unclean. That's why you and I got to be so careful that we are not calling unclean in a human what God has called clean. Anybody who the blood of Jesus has reached and their sins have been forgiven, anybody whose sins have been forgiven, we must, as believers, call them our brothers and sisters in God. So there can't be no prejudice. So many times I've said in my own life, Father, I'm not getting this. Please send an angel. This is what's interesting to me. I've never seen an angel yet. Leanne and I have sat in the front room many nights till midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning saying, Father, manifest. And we lay out our scriptures we're believing God in. And we say, send us an angel. Jesus, you yourself showed up to some people. We invite you in our home. We have no fear of what's in our home. So, you know, Zacharias is not in his home. Zechariah is in the temple. But there is blood that's been shed. Zacharias is clean. He's holy. And the Bible says he lived a righteous life. So it wasn't like he was out of order and an angel showed up. Now, this is a pretty important message that the prophet who's coming before Jesus is now going to be born, Zechariah and Elizabeth. So here's the angel that shows up. Now watch what he says. The first thing the angel said to him is, do not be afraid. And that's found in verse 13. The angel said to Zacharias, do not be afraid. Verse 13, you looked at me funny.
We're still in
Luke 1.
In Luke 1, okay.
Yeah, we'll probably be here most of the night till the Holy Spirit takes us around the big red barn. Do not be afraid. You ever notice that that's what the angel usually says when he shows up?
Yeah.
I encourage you. Seriously. I challenge you. Get your house and your life ready for God to send an angel to give you a word. See, our title tonight is Receive the Assignment and Then Go Do It. Now, many times, Sister Leanne and I have been seeking God, saying, oh, Lord, what do we do now? How do we got to get this. Help us get this. Help us get this. Well, sometimes we don't get it. But then all of a sudden we realize, wait a minute, not the angel didn't show up so we could see him with our eyes. However, all of a sudden, a page in the Bible came alive. And that page in the Bible that came alive totally transformed what we've been believing. One of the most important things you can do is don't be so stuck on any doctrine of religion, not even Pentecostal religion. Don't be stuck on that doctrine so long that when God shows you a new revelation about it, you don't receive it. Does that make sense? Because I guarantee you don't know everything you need to know. I mean, just like Zechariah. Here's Zechariah serving in the temple. Well, he's done it for years. The Bible says they were old. They were well advanced in years. So he's done what he's done a long time, and they were righteous people. They didn't just do it out of religion. You and I got to be willing at any moment's notice to say, I see it, Father, I receive it, and I'm going to move, and I'm going to grow and develop and advance in my understanding right there, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Here's why. When you do that, God opens up amazing, mighty, wonderful revelations of joy in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I remember saying somehow the revelation I see in all of these different bits and pieces has got to come together on the inside of me and begin to make sense. It was the beginning of 2020, in the first week of January, and I like to fast, and I like to pray and seek God. And that's when that revelation came. That man was preaching, and he made that statement that said, never another day of your life do you have to be short on revelation. It's in your abilities to know and understand the revelation that you need to know and understand. And then he said, those verses out of Mark chapter 4, it's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. To him who has, more will be given. And he'll have an abundance of revelation. And my goodness, as soon as I saw that, that caused me to immediately begin to study and grow and develop and speak the word and write it out on papers and type it out on my computer and put it up on the wall, put it in my phone. And we spoke it and spoke it and spoke it and spoke it. And here we were 3 months later, went from saying, give us a revelation, to the beginning of the community of faith 3 months later. Oh, how amazing that really is when God begins to move like that. Now, we're going to leave Zechariah having received a revelation from the angel. And we need to pause and pray for one of our dear community of faith family, and that's Sherry Gilbert. One of her friends is in the hospital, and they've just taken him off the vent and have brought in hospice. And he said to her before he went in the hospital, I still got work to do here on this earth. And so we're going to pray for her, for him right now. If you'll type in there, and that, just type to her, we're praying for him now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Tom. We know there's been many situations down through history and down through the period of time since you were here, Jesus, that many people were at the very end of their life and they had stage 4 cancer or whatever. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak that just like those miracles, when they were seconds away from death, be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Come, receive it. Go ahead, pray it. Pray your prayer out loud.
Come, receive your healing now by the stripes of Jesus. You are healed. Receive it. Perfect health and perfect function in every cell of your body now in the name of Jesus. We speak it done. Amen.
Amen. We speak it done right here, right now, tonight. In that hospital room, I don't know that hospital room, Jesus, Tyrion said, speak the word and my servant will be made whole.
Amen.
And I don't know you, Tom, but by our sister's statement that you still have things to do, in the name of Jesus, rise up out of that bed and walk and be made whole completely in your body. To the amazement and to the wonder of everyone who's around him.
Amen.
I speak it done. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray this right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. We call it done. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. Body, be filled with life, and life more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. And Sister Sherry, our faith is with yours. I declare this power of God that you and I are speaking right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, let's get back to Zechariah. Let's look at what the angel said in verse number 14. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. I want you to see something. Whenever God speaks to you vision of what he wants you to do, that vision carries within itself joy and gladness. I'm sure you'll notice it right here amongst us in the community of faith, that as soon as you catch the vision of what's happening here, and this is one of those places where God has sent you and designed you to be, is right here. You're part of this body. You're part of this community of faith, this growing group of people. Once that is the case about you, your heart begins to be filled with joy every time it comes time to do the program.
Yeah.
If you notice that? Yeah. That's how we are. We're like, wow, we're down to an hour. We're down to half an hour. We're down to 15 minutes. And although I'm working and I'm getting really busy making things happen, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm getting excited because I'm going to hear from Sister Becca and Sister Felicia. And I'm going to hear from Brother Dan and Brother Roger and Brother Al, you know, all the different ways and different people. We're going to hear from you, and what is it? It's the vision that God has given us, and if you look at what it says, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. Think about some of the things that God has given you an assignment to do. What he's assigned you to do is going to cause many people joy, gladness by what you are doing. Now, you might say, yeah, but Pastor, nobody knows me. Oh, you might be surprised who knows you. And you might think what you're doing is very insignificant. But I'm going to tell you right now, don't be like Zechariah to say, well, how am I going to know that what I'm doing is God? You're going to know because the angel showed up in your house. I think sometimes the angel has been in my Bible saying, would you look at that verse right there? And I look up at Leanne and say, oh, my Lord, look at this verse. Or we have a preacher on the TV, on YouTube, and he says something. And it's like the angel grabs her head and my head, and we both turn at the same time and look at each other like, did you just hear that? Well, why would you say an angel's doing it, Pastor? How about just your spirit? I agree with that. But I'm welcoming angels all of the time into our home and into our life. Why? Because all of the power of the Holy Spirit, an innumerable host of angels, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, are at our beck and call. We've got to be willing to go after this thing and say, I'll receive it.
Amen.
Brother Hagin tells the story. And it's the same situation we're in tonight. What did Zechariah need to do so that angel was proud of him? I need to say, here am I. Send me. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure Elizabeth is going to be thrilled beyond anything you can imagine. But Brother Hagin tells a story about how God had instructed him, because he wanted to really grow in the gifts of the Spirit. God had instructed him to pray the prayer in Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, and Colossians 1. There's three prayers in there that Paul prayed. And so Brother Hagin would go over into the church where he was at, and he would pray. And he would open up that Bible, and he would read those prayers. He'd kneel down at the altar, read the prayers. He'd do it 3, 4, 5 times a day. One of those times he was in there, Jesus showed up. Now, how about that? Jesus showed up. And he said at the same time, a demon showed up between him and Jesus, and a big angel. And he said the demon was making so much noise, he couldn't hear what Jesus was saying. And he said he stood there thinking, I wonder why Jesus doesn't do something about that demon. Got to send her the link. Send it in yours. I don't have the link in there. All right. We're just keeping helping other people get connected. And he said the demon was so loud, I couldn't see what Jesus, hear what he was saying, but I could see his lips were moving. And finally, Brother Hagin said, I just looked up and said, oh, just shut up. And the demon fell to the ground and ran out like a whipped pup out of the church. And Jesus began to speak to him where he could hear him. And can I ask a question? He said, yes, you can. He goes, why did you not stop that demon? He said, I'm on earth. It's your position to stop the demon. If you hadn't told him to get out, I couldn't, because I gave you dominion on this earth. Boy, that's a powerful statement right there, isn't it? You and I have dominion. So he talked about that a little bit to Brother Hagin. And then an angel started talking to him. And Brother Hagin said, Jesus, why is the angel talking to me when standing here talking to me? And Jesus said, I sent the angel, and you're not listening to him. Aren't you glad that he doesn't make us mute like he did Zechariah? Jesus said to him, I sent a message to you by this angel. Well, when you think about it, which of us have the right to look at Jesus and say, well, why did you send an angel when you could have come yourself? We're not the head of the church. We're the body. We do what the head says. So whether it comes to you by the word of God, whether it comes to you by an angel of God, whether it comes to you by a tongue and an interpretation, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, a revelation. You see it on a billboard. Somebody walks up and says something to you. Learn to have your ears, your inner ears of your inner man tuned in to be able to say, I receive the word that you are saying to me right now, Jesus. I receive it if it's an angel of the Lord. You and I are going to keep studying. We are going to continually study this thing about spirit, soul, and body. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to get gooder and gooder and gooder. And the result of this is you and I are going to filter out all the voices in our lives that are not the voice of God. They're the voice of man. They're the voice of humanism. They're the voice of the flesh. They're the voice. You might say, well, Pastor, I'm not into any of that. Well, that's true, except there's a great place of growth that all of us can have. So that means there's some part of our life that's got to grow and develop and become stronger in God. And that just means one thing. That means you and I have got a ways to go, and the greatest thing you'll ever realize is I'm not there yet, but I am getting there. So help me get there, Jesus. And I'm going to be so bold to say, I need more, I need greater understanding of the Spirit. I need greater understanding of angels. I need greater understanding and revelation of the Word of God. And I receive it from you every time I come together to be in this Word in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. I'd get up and run, but I'd flip my computer. I'd thing out of my ears. I might even, no, we're just not going to do that. See, look at what the angel said, verse 14. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. Whatever that thing is God's been putting in your heart to do, when that comes to pass, it'll produce joy in your heart and in the hearts of all the people that it touches. Sister Leanne and I had no idea. We had no idea we were going to be doing this. But our hearts are filled with joy in doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Like serious joy. We love this. I mean, here we are. It's in St. Ignace. It's dark. We got a long ride ahead of us. To anybody else who didn't have a vision and a plan and a dream, they just keep going. Wouldn't worry about it. But see, to us, we've got you guys. You're one of the greatest groups of believers there are. And you're hungry for the Word just like we are. I'm hungry for the Holy Spirit to speak to me right now, tonight, while we're doing this message. Revelation knowledge is coming to me right now while we speak. Why? Because to him who has revelation, more will be given. And I'm not burning incense tonight. I'm not in the outer court of the temple tonight. And my wife's sitting right next to me, and she ain't going to let me do anything out of order with God, because neither of us are going to walk around mute for the next 9 months.
Amen.
That
would take
it serious. There may have been a few times that Sister Leanne has felt that he just didn't talk anymore. It might help us a little bit. But probably not. She loves to hear my voice.
I do.
That was the right time to say that for sure. But know what? Look at verse 15. For he will be great. You might say, well, Pastor, quit trying to make me like John the Baptist. I'm not. Every single one of us have a mission on this earth. Say this with me. I have a mission. You do. And you have a place.
Sorry, I'm trying to raise some water.
You're doing good. I'm giving you a hard time. I have a place.
I have a place.
I know you do. And you function in it, Grace. And you do a good job. We got to go read it. It's, who took my card? There it is. No. There it is. Hold your place right there in Luke chapter 1 and go to Ephesians chapter 4. See, what you and I have got to continually do is put ourselves right in the middle of this Word. And we've got to continually, every day, what difference does it make what you knew about yesterday? I'll tell you right now. Thank God I knew what I knew yesterday, but I'm going for something new today. You might say, well, Pastor, how can you get that much revelation in one day? Because it's about revelation. It's not about intellectualism. It's not about I have to learn line upon line. I didn't get born again by intellectualism. I got born again by receiving. I didn't get filled with the Holy Spirit by intellectualism. I got it by receiving. I don't get a revelation of Almighty God by intellectualism. I got it by receiving from the things of God. You and I have got to very, 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 very specifically, continually be saying, I receive the revelation of God Almighty and his Word in my life. And when you do, just let God fill you with revelation and thoroughly expect to receive it every single time you come in here. Look at this. This is This is Ephesians chapter 4. Let's read verses 1 and 7. Ephesians 4, 1 and 7. Watch this. Ephesians 4, 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called. Say it with me. I have a calling. You do. And I have been called. You have been. It's awesome. You have a wonderful calling. Verse number 7. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Jesus is the one that gave you that gift. Not me, not another church, not another pastor, not anybody. Jesus gave you that gift. It is the measure of the gift of Christ that he gave you. You notice there was only one John the Baptist. There was only one Mary that the angel showed up to. There was only one Joseph that the angel showed up to. There was only one group of shepherds in the field that the angel showed up to. There was only three wise guys from the east that the angel showed up to. So you and I can learn from this Christmas story. It is of absolute importance that we learn to divide between the spirit, soul, and body so you know which part of your life is being affected right now, and that you and I learn to walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we listen to the Holy Spirit. We listen to our spiritual leaders, and we listen to the word of Almighty God. I don't know that a day goes by. There probably has been some. We're not saying this braggadociously, but there's not too many days that go by that we don't say, Lord, send us an angel. I mean, there's times I've gone and opened the door and looked out. I've gone and looked out, opened the sliding door and looked over the deck. Are you down there? I think a couple times Ripley saw one and came and woke me up at night. And I got up and went out in the front room. I didn't see the angel. But the revelation that God gave me was absolutely amazing. Can I share a revelation with you? I'll give you just a little taste of it.
Yes.
I don't have it all the way mastered yet, but this is a powerful revelation. I've been saying on and off recently, and for about a month, maybe two, how many days I wake up, most days I wake up, and then the other days I just sleep all day.
I've never seen that one yet.
Okay. Don't you love the humanness of our lives?
Yeah.
We have these treasures in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of man. Watch. But I've told you that I get up, and I heard Brother Summerall talking about Smith Wigglesworth waking up first thing, jumping out of bed and dancing before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to do that. Almost every time I've done that, God has given me another song. Probably have 15 songs I've written in the last couple months. Now, I don't have them perfected, so I haven't brought them and shared them with you. So the 21st of this of November, I woke up, and I was just out just worshiping the Lord, glorifying his name. I was just out in the living room. The lights were all off. I was just dancing before the Lord. You might say, Pastor, I can't even see that about you. But you know what came to me that morning? Why would I dance before the Lord? Because Brother Wigglesworth did? Well, that's not a good reason to do anything. And it just hit me that morning. I've been redeemed. I've been bought back. All my sins are gone. I've received the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm like anybody else. I've sinned in my life. Oh, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The sin's all gone. Been given Jesus righteousness. Well, you can't say too many more statements besides that, and you're ready to just take up running and jumping and shouting and dancing like the man that was healed at the temple. Why? Because you realize, wait, I didn't deserve any of this. And I get it all just because I received it. Glory be to God. See, I can get up and dance right now. Well, that morning, I sat down and began to search the word dance, dancing, danced, and just to see what the Bible actually said. And I got to the verse that said he turns your mourning into dancing. I'm thinking, now somebody who's mourning, they've lost someone. And the last thing you're going to tell somebody who's just lost a loved one is to go in and stand in front of them and say, it's time to dance. You might get clobbered very effectively. You might see stars and hear birds singing. But then it hit me. The reason you dance, because revelation and understanding has come to you of the process of the Christian life. And you realize, I might not know it all today, but I understand the process of how to get that understanding and that revelation. And therefore, nothing will ever be kept from me another day of my life.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. It's not, healing won't be kept from me. Victory won't be kept from me. Peace won't be kept from me. Joy won't be kept from me. Abundance won't be kept from me. Finances won't be kept from me. Ministry won't be kept from me. Nothing will be kept from me another day of my life by the enemy. Why? I have figured out the process to get revelation, and revelation changes all the seasons of your life. That's why you dance. I could get right out here in the parking lot and dance right now, but it would mess too many things up, so I'm going to stay put. That's one of them revelations. I mean, that's what he said right here in verse 15. I'm back in Luke 1:15. He'll be great in the sight of the Lord, and he'll drink neither wine nor strong drink. He'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. He'll turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and the power to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. If you've never had your children not want to be with you, you don't know what that's all about. But if that's ever been the case, or you haven't been able to be with your kids, I'm going to tell you right now, that verse means an awful lot right there, that the hearts of the children are turned to the Father, and the hearts of the Father are turned to the children. That'll make you jump and shout and dance about in ways that nobody else will understand. Why? Because God has restored the years to you and has rebuked the devourer in your life, and you have victory, and you have strength, and you have power. What is the basic of faith today, Pastor? Receive the assignment that God has given you and go do it. Some of you will go do missions around the world. Right now it might be on the computer, but hey, it could be around the world too. There are still some missionaries that are going around the world physically. Some of you, you're going to be a marketplace person, and you've got a job, a business, a idea, and that thing's going to produce finances, and you're going to fund the gospel. You're going to put this program on radio station after radio station after radio station, and the blessing of God is going to come on you and come on me and come on us, and we're going to see great and mighty things done. Don't belittle the gift that God has given to you. I would never tell a single one of you that you have to be a preacher. I will never tell you have to be anything. If the Holy Spirit of God gives me a word for you, I'll give it to you in fear and trembling, knowing that he's speaking and you're listening, and knowing that somehow, some way, in Jesus' mighty name, the revelation of that's got to get down on the inside of you so you can see what it is that God has given you to do. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Think about Zechariah. Can you imagine about 5 days into no ability to speak, trying to communicate with Elizabeth? Think about it. He had to convince her that if they made love, she would have a baby. Too frank and too normal for people to understand, but she didn't have an immaculate conception. Only Mary did. And Zechariah now does not have the ability to speak. So you and I got to realize whatever he says to you, go and do what it is he said. Look at Mary. We studied it the first night. Mary said, be it done unto me according to your holy word, to that word of the angel. Mary just said, well, if that's the case, then be it done unto me. And immediately she conceived, and Jesus was in her womb immediately. Now, Mary had to grow and develop that baby. And Elizabeth had to grow and develop that baby. Elizabeth went and hid herself for 5 months, the Bible says. Why? Well, she's an old lady, and she's now pregnant. It doesn't take long with an old lady, and you're going to be able to see she's pregnant. Because she's going to show in ways that a young lady wouldn't show. There was no shame in it, because this was a blessing from God. This was an answer from God. This was the will of God. Whatever he says to you, receive the assignment and go do it. Your first step of the assignment will begin to be getting. It will begin. It will. Wow, too many words there. Pause. Shombanda lesta mikadomanavadista plokanitama. You will need to begin to get the revelation of what he said to do. Let's say he said you're supposed to be in business or in marketing or some form of finance. Well, place where he said for you to go. You got to be in that place where he said to be. You got to go do what it was he said to do. You're going to have to start seeking after those things. God's been showing us stuff ever since we got to North Dakota, and we continually are looking it up, looking it on the computer. We look at it all the time. We go see it. We go do it. We go touch it. Why? Because he said it's coming. He said it's coming. And now you and I get to begin to experience something brand new. Can you imagine? The day that Mary walked into Elizabeth's house. I mean, when the angel Gabriel said to Mary, you know, what's that? That's over here in verse 36. Indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Mary's like, well, I can go see Aunt Mary or Aunt Elizabeth, whatever she was, cousin Elizabeth. I'm running down there. So now, can you imagine Mary? Here's little Mary. She's pregnant. She's betrothed to a good, upstanding businessman, carpenter. And she's like, I wonder what I do now. I wonder how this works now. Glory be to God now. All of a sudden, you got to begin to say, oh, well, now what do I, how am I telling my mom? I mean, right, you saw an angel. Can I go see Aunt Elizabeth? And off she went. Well, she shows up, and immediately when she walks in the house, that baby leaps within her womb. Have you ever gotten around somebody else with faith and begin to share your vision with them, and immediately that vision that you showed them begins to leap inside their womb, and the two of you are looking at each other or talking on the phone going, oh, my God, he's doing something big between us right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. You can't ever get away from that. Don't ever try to get away from that.
Amen.
When that happens, God has designed the two of you to be together and get something accomplished, and just chase it and humble yourself under God's mighty hand and say, Well, I don't get it yet, but show me some more, Lord. I don't get it yet, but show me some more, Lord. I may not have it all yet, but show me some more, Lord. And can you imagine Zacharias? Everything he asked God to show him in the next 9 months? Can you please show me how to talk to these people at that temple and help me do my job without being able to talk? See, if we're not careful, we take the person out of the humanness and the humanness out of the person in the Bible. No. Zechariah and Elizabeth were still old people giving birth to a young baby. She was still an old lady when she gave birth. John the Baptist had to be growed up, and there was no Baptist church to take him to and drop him off on the front step. They had to grow this child up. So there's work. There's that daily part of you seeking God and you doing his will and you walking with him every day, just like we see these people in this Bible do. Mary said to her mom or somebody, I'm going to go and I am going to be with my cousin for a while. I've just heard that I think I need to go see her. And off she went. Well, now, guess what's going to happen? Mary's got to go home. And Mary, it seems like that was about 90 miles. No, it was 90 miles for her to go from Nazareth to Jerusalem on the donkey. I don't know, whoever knows how many miles. I didn't look it up. But watch this. She had to go back now. And now she's showing. Now she's got a whole new bunch of, a whole different battle that's got to happen. And it's been all right for Joseph because she's been out of everybody's sight and mind. But now the angel had to show up to Joe and say, hey, Joe, don't divorce her. This baby is of God Almighty, and you won't know her until this child is born. But be betrothed and take her as your wife. What did he have to do? He had to obey the blessing and the strength of Almighty God and the wisdom
trust.
Of God.
Wow.
So, what is it?
Trust in the Lord.
Had to trust him.
Yeah.
Had to trust him. Let me ask you a question. Not to Leanne, to all of you. Does God ever ask you to trust him?
Especially in a serious situation like that, wow.
Has he ever asked you to trust him and there was no circumstance around you that said you should? You know, maybe once or twice?
Maybe once or twice.
But see, he can be trusted because he's never failed you yet. I was talking with Dan.
Joanne.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive. I'm trying to get all this together here.
Joanne
today. That's Leanne's dad's wife, right? And she asked me that question about how can you learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and be able to tell whether it's God, the Holy Spirit, a human spirit, everybody pause a minute. Text her and say, do we need to call you? Father, everybody pause. I need to pray for my mom right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not where mom is. I don't know what's happening. But I speak life and life more abundantly to my mother right now. I speak body, receive the help and the strength of Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare life and life more abundantly to you right here right now today, at this very moment, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, back to my clothes. One person said, how in the world do you keep that all straight? Are you kidding me? I couldn't keep this straight. If the Holy Spirit of God isn't doing this, I'd be an absolute mess. See, the Holy Spirit helps us do this. Just like Elijah, or just like Zechariah, just like Mary, just like Elizabeth, just like you and me. It's a process that we learn and we move into slowly and specifically. And we let God lead us one step at a time, one revelation at a time. When he gives you a revelation of anything, then chase that revelation as far and as fast and as long as you can possibly chase it. So that revelation, you will be filled with understanding about that revelation. Why? Because it's important. That revelation is going to take you to the next level. That revelation is going to fill your life with understanding in a way that you may have never seen before, ever. What is it? It's revelation knowledge. It's revelation knowledge. And it's there for you. And I just encourage you. I'm like Paul. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you present yourself. Yeah. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, your only reasonable service. And you walk in those paths of righteousness in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Father, I love my brothers and sisters that are with us. Bless every one of them who tonight have tried to connect with us in one way or another. I declare that we get the revelation of how to make these connections, and nothing stops us from it. I declare that in the lives of every one of us who are here, that this revelation fills us with light and life more abundantly. I speak over every one of us within the sound of my voice, whether it's right now while we're live, or in the future as they listen to this, that the revelation of Almighty God comes upon them and comes into their life so that they see and know and walk with you in the mighty name of Jesus. And this vision, this assignment, this understanding, it might just that your assignment is that there be right here with us and help us get this done. If that's the case, in the name of Jesus, we call it done. It is a revelation. Comes from Almighty God. Comes from Almighty God. And they see it. And they know it. I declare over you tonight, be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. And we'll be the men of old. And we'll have our own chapter in the Hall of Faith, where we have gone and done and been exactly what you told us to do and be. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. It's pretty good, isn't it? It's a good word. What is the basic of faith, Pastor? Receive the assignment and go do it. Our first one was, be it done unto me according to God's holy word. And then verse 45 says, and there will be a completion of the things that were shown to you. Last night, our statement was, I believe and therefore I speak. And then we talked a great deal about how to receive the healing and to see how the plan of salvation is laid out for you and I to be able to be not only be saved, but be healed. Now tonight, this is a basic of faith. Receive the assignment simply, obediently, and go do in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's receive our communion elements together. It'll be just a little different, but we'll still make it happen because communion is an absolutely important part every day of your life. You know, I sit here tonight with my computer in my lap in a nice, warm, heated car, and I think of the Apostle Paul, a day and the night in the deep. And I quickly come to the understanding, I have nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
Nothing. I've heard some people say, you know, Pastor, what you do, what I do ain't nothing. What I do ain't nothing compared to what some of these men have had to do and some of our brothers and sisters are experiencing around the world. We rejoice that God has chosen to use me. And he's chosen to use you. And I consider you as valuable to this gathering of believers and what we're doing as what we are sitting here right now in Jesus' mighty name. That did not work. That worked. Here we go. For I received, 1 Corinthians 11:23-28, verse 31. For I received from the Lord, which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner after supper, he said, he took the cup and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this. And what is that? That we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because we know the process of how to get revelation. And as Jesus is, so are we in this world. The head is not going to keep the body in darkness or misunderstanding. In Jesus' mighty name. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. For any of you that may not know Jesus, if you pray this prayer, you will be right with God when we are finished. It's a prayer of rededication if you're just coming back to God. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, and for all of you who are with us tonight, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Pray this prayer again and proclaim it over your life in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Put your hands out and just pull him to yourself and say, and I receive you.
And I receive you now.
Into my life.
Into my life.
Hallelujah. 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 Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray. In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
as a
life.
Believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed a prayer, glory be to God. Let me be the first one to welcome you to the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God. This is who we are. This is what we look like. And you are now one of us. Born again in one prayer. It takes 90 seconds to pray. God just changed you from darkness to light. I love it. Everything lightens up. Darkness leaves your being. And light comes. I can tell right now somebody's really drawn on the presence of God. And light is filling your being. You may have prayed that prayer 50 times and never got the revelation of it. But tonight it's inside of you. In that prayer, you went from fear to faith because Jesus gave you his faith. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. None of us could. We all had to have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. And his righteousness wipes away all sin, destroys all confusion, and gives you life, and life more abundantly. The Father looked over at Jesus right now and just said, adopt them into the family. You're an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus. And you have an inheritance that fades not away. You are now right with God. If Jesus comes tonight, he will say to you, well done. Good and faithful servant.
Hallelujah.
You've been faithful over a little. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, I just got born again. I know. Well, guess what? You're just like one of the rest of us now. The only thing you got to do from this point on is walk with God. Now watch this. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help me walk with you.
Jesus, help me walk with you.
This day and every day.
This day and every day.
If you'll pray that prayer every day when you get up and mean it from the depths of your heart, Jesus will help you walk with him. Because that is what he is all about. Glory be to God. I would say they put my email address and website in there, but...
It is.
Sister Leanne put it in if you're on the Facebook posting part of it. Now, here's the cool thing. My email address is in the comments or in the notes of this Blog Talk Radio program. You can find it in there. Send me an email. Tell me your story. Give me a testimony. Ask me a question. Send us a prayer request. Any way we can help you walk with God, we will. I've got 10 verses that I believe are the most basic foundation verses to growing and developing in God. You send me an email, and I'll send you those verses. No strings attached. Costs no money. It's just you and me communicating about the almighty, amazing, powerful presence of Almighty God. Are you ready? Let's receive communion elements together tonight. O Hold your elements up and pray with me tonight. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I sanctify these elements.
I sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my
emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
Right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's, amen. Let's receive the bread together. She endured the cross, despised the shame, and you called it joy. Glory be to God. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By your blood, Jesus.
By your blood, Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
And I thank you for it.
We thank you for it, Lord.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace. And help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every
by
day.
The blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the juice together. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Now, I'm going to sing my Blood of Jesus song here in a minute, but I want to say to those of you that are with us in the Blog Talk Radio and you've called in, I've put you live because I want to talk to each of you when we get done, and my computer's about to run out of juice, so the only way for me to be able to do that is to put you live now. So if you would, you can mute your own phone for a minute, and then when we're done singing here, I want to come to you guys and talk to you for a little bit about how this program turned out. Let's sing. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And they sang a hymn, and then they went out. I think we'll stay in. Uh-oh, Roger has dropped. Well, Brother Dan and Sister Phyllis, you're still with us. Brother Dan, how did it turn out on the phone tonight, sir?
Well, I'm on the phone, and I was able to listen to everything, but I tried not to make any noise. Can you hear me?
Well, yes, I can hear you, Phyllis. And on our end, we always will put you in the, what do they call that? It's not the screen room, it's the other one. But it's the room where you get to sit and listen and nobody can hear what you're saying.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you made noise in the background.
If I had something to say, though, I would have.
All right, everybody pause just a minute. Huh? Here. Here. Are you there now? Sister Phyllis, are you there?
Yes, of course.
All right.
There she is.
Now Leanne can hear, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't been able to hear this whole time. So it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, I love to hear your voice, too, honey. I wonder if Pastor Sam knows how lucky he is to have a wife with such a precious voice.
Aw, thank you, Phyllis.
Just ask her how many times I tell her all the time, Phyllis.
He does tell me that all the time.
Well, I'm sure he's very sincere about it, honey. I've heard a lot of men talk about how, you know, their wife has a grating voice, you know, like a fish wife or whatever. And so it's important. It's important. So I like listening to both of you. Of course, I would prefer looking at you, too. So don't stay on Blog Talk all the time.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Thank God for Blog Talk because it's here when we need it. But
Yeah. Goodness
sakes alive, just let us come live on Facebook like you do all the other wicked people of the world. We're not wicked. I've even stopped condemning them too much.
I have a thousand things I'd love to talk to you about, but we don't have time, and there's a whole bunch of people. So I'll get around to chatting with you sometime or other. I'll FaceTime you sometime.
All right, you do that.
All right, love you.
And maybe it'll be tomorrow while we're just driving down the road doing nothing else except seeing more and more country.
You mean you're not home yet?
No, we just left about 2 hours ago to go home.
Okay, you drive carefully. You take care.
We are. And of course, I do most of the driving, so it's always careful.
God bless you. Talk to you later.
We love you, fellas.
I love you, too.
We love you.
Have a good
thank
night.
Thank you for all you are to us.
Yeah.
You're a wonderful blessing.
Good night.
Brother Dan, you there?
Thank you.
Brother Dan is there, but he's not there. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right. Well,
good night.
Anybody that's still listening on the link we sent, Thank you for helping us continually perfect this.
Yeah.
Because it really truly helps us be able to be that much more effective. When we were still on Blog Talk Radio every day back in July, China was quickly moving up as one of our largest listening bases that we had was China.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, United States was number one, and then there's some people in Canada, but China was quickly going to become number three. And for those of you that are in China, we bless you. We say, may God Almighty give you great wisdom and knowledge and understanding every single day to function effectively, and may the boldness of Almighty God fill your life and your family. I would never even pretend to know what it is that you're facing. I just tell you, I am standing together with you in Jesus' mighty name, and the community of faith is standing with you, and we are saying in the mighty name of Jesus, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's what we got. I was just checking to see if Brother Dan was going to come on.
He might be driving again.
Father, we bless Brother Dan wherever he is tonight, and all of our men and women out there driving semis all over this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, may they have great, great wisdom and understanding of what to do on the road, and the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and has no sorrow with it be theirs. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, shall we see you again, guys? This is what we say. Say it with us, fellas. We love you.
We love you. And
we love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
Hey, wait.
Good night.
Wait, fellas. This is our first night. You can read our closing verse. Read the closing verse from Jude. Can you do it? You got your Bible close?
Oh, I don't have it open at this moment. No. I can say you now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, both dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
You know that I say that all the time, just because I love to quote the scripture.
I love it. Love it. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, there you go, guys. That was a treat we've not had yet.
Yeah.
But now I got it. Now, Phyllis, can I record that and we use it regularly?
Or do you want me to talk to
your agent?
Okay. I'm turned to it right now, and my Bible does say, now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. But I'll definitely have to be reading it to get those words out that way, because the way it is embedded in my brain is the way it's going to come out.
Yeah, I know it. It's the same way we are. But that's okay. Now, do I have to talk to your agent about getting rights of you reading the Bible on air?
I don't have an agent, honey. Jesus is the only one who tells me what to do or what not to do.
I love you, fellas. We're so glad. I don't know how you found us, but we're so glad you found us.
We
do know how you found us. The Holy Spirit of God did it, and
Amen.
We just love having you with us.
Amen.
In Jesus, by the name.
He knew that I would need somebody to help me get through the pandemic.
Yeah.
He knew we all needed somebody. Glory be to God. I'm already over it, though. I'm over it now. I'm all done. I'm over it.
Honey. It has only just begun. You realize that, don't you? The devil has a whole lot of things up his sleeve.
Mm-hmm. And we get to crush every one of them in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus'
mighty name. I truly do believe that the good Lord is still in control.
Amen. Amen, 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 and amen. And amen. All right, till we see you again, this is what we say. May the grace
of
our
Lord
Jesus
Christ
be
with
you
all.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And amen.